That darn oil leak.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Good to have you along this Friday morning as we continue with Fallout, our coverage of the global financial crisis. You've probably noticed in the midst of all the severe ups and downs of the markets over the last couple weeks, gasoline prices are lower. That's in part because oil prices are leaking. Oil prices dropped below $70 a barrel yesterday, something that hasn't been seen in more than a year. That brought a big uh-oh for OPEC. So now the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries is calling an emergency meeting next week in Vienna to consider a production cut. This meeting wasn't supposed to happen until mid-November. Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard is standing by. So, Stephen, how serious are these concerns?
Quite a bit, I would say. According to one estimate, the cartel's revenues have fallen by $1 billion a day since oil prices peaked in July. And Deutsche Bank has produced some interesting figures indicating some of the individual problems. Iran and Venezuela need prices to be around $95 a barrel in order to balance their budgets.
Now, this emergency meeting came about because we saw a 14-month low on oil prices. Yet this morning, we're seeing that prices have jumped above $72 a barrel. What's the connection there?
That does seem to suggest that markets believe that OPEC will indeed agree a cut in production next week, and that will at least put something of a floor under the price of oil. You have the traditional hawks like Iran and Venezuela, very keen on pushing oil prices higher, but also the Saudis, always eager not to upset the Americans, are apparently supporting a cut because they're worried that the oil price collapsing could hit their budget quite hard.
And of course, falling oil prices tied to falling demand. Does anyone have a sense of how deep this recession is or is going to be?
Well, they only have to look at the figures. Figures out recently indicate that U.S. demand for oil fell by 8% in the year to September. And clearly, demand for oil, certainly in the West, is falling quite significantly. And demand in emerging markets doesn't appear to be growing fast enough to take up the slack.
All right. Marketplace's European correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Renita.
Before we veer away from oil, a quick note on the merger talks between GM and Chrysler. Reports this morning say both sides want a deal within the next couple weeks. GM CEO Rick Wagoner is pushing the pedal to the metal as GM continues to burn through cash at a time when auto sales are at 15-year lows. The Dow picked up 401 points yesterday, 4.6%. That's a day after the 733-point drop, which was the biggest loss since the crash of 87. The Nasdaq added 89 points, or 5.5% yesterday. For the S&P, a gain of 38 points, just over 4%. Markets in Europe are all edging higher right now, and Asian markets were mixed, with the Nikkei up more than 2%. Things are clicking for Google. After the bell yesterday, the company delivered surprisingly strong earnings. Even with an economic downturn, Google's profit in the last quarter jumped 26%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
President Bush will meet this weekend with a couple European leaders to plan an international conference to figure out reforms for the world's financial system. One of Mr. Bush's guests will be French President Nicolas Sarkozy. There may be some lessons to learn from the French. BNP Paribas became even bigger this week when it swallowed troubled Belgian bank and insurance group Fortis. So far, no French bank has gone under. None has required a government bailout. Some are even hoping to come out of all of this stronger than ever. From Paris, John Laurenson spells out the financial virtues of the frugal French.
Tonight, what with the financial crisis, it's pig's foot for dinner, not the seafood platter. But in France, people are used to living on a budget, partly because it's much more difficult than in the United States to spend money you don't have. Bruce Antolovich is an American who's been living in France for 7 years.
Most of the things that we call credit cards in France actually are debit cards, which debit directly from your account. And usually the negative balance that they allow you is much, much lower than the credit limit that you have with a typical credit card in the U.S. I would say at about $1,000.
Easily enough to afford the mountain bike, Antolovich rides several times a week. He got seriously into cycling when his bank made him pass a medical to qualify for a mortgage. He had to take out life insurance too. Bernard Worms is general manager of France's Housing Information Board. He says guarantees like these, plus fixed-rate loans, go a long way to explaining why there hasn't been an increase in mortgage defaults in France, despite a bearish housing market.
We are not risk lovers. It's easy to get a mortgage if you have a full-time regular job, but if you have an irregular income, it will be difficult.
That conservative approach extends to the relationship between investment and retail banking. Christine Lagarde is France's finance minister. She says that caution is helping French banks weather the storm.
They generally operate on a business model which is 75% retail, 25% investment and market.
The waiter serving me my pig's foot will be the first to say all is not well with France's economy. 3,000 restaurants and cafes went out of business in the first 3 months of this year. Compared to the US, salaries are lower and more people are out of work. But in these panicky times, France's banking system looks a lot more trustworthy. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
For more of our Fallout coverage, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thank you for listening and have a nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.